Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
From the frozen tundra to your airwaves, it's time for 9 to noon.
It's John Kuhn and Touchdown Packers.
The ultimate midday hangout for Packers talk, Wisconsin sports, and everything in between. He's a Super Bowl champion.
Underneath Kuhn for the touchdown.
A Green Bay legend.
Look at John Kuhn run for the first down and keep it going. Moving the pile all the way to the 6-yard line.
And Lambeau's favorite fullback. John Kuhn. He's bringing the heat, the humor, and just the right amount of chaos. Rami Makhlouf. Together, they're breaking it all down, debating every angle, and having a little fun while doing it. This is 9 to Noon on The Fan.
Third and final hour of 9 to Noon on 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. There is the former Packers fullback, John Kuhn. I'm Rami Makhlouf. We got Brandon Schneid on the other side of the glass. Speaking of chaos, that was mentioned in the open there. A little bit of chaos at Bucks Media Day yesterday concerning one Giannis Antetokounmpo. We'll get into all that with Dario Melendez of WISN 12 News. He joins us at 11:25, but joining us now on the Fan Hotline, powered by Gruber Law, one call, that's all. He is the co-founder of The Leap Packers Newsletter. You can find him on Twitter at @by_JBH. Pleasure to welcome in Jason Hirshhorn. Jason, how are you this morning, my man?
I'm doing fantastically. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good first visit to the 9 to Noon program. First of many, I'm assuming, Jason. I want to start off the conversation same way we started off today's show and the question we were asking our listening audience. You still thinking Super Bowl with this Packers team after what we've seen in the last 2 weeks?
I don't think that much has materially changed despite the way I think a lot of people feel about the team after the Browns game and after the Cowboys game. It is a team, you're right, that has some questions coming out of those first four games and going into the bye. But at the same time, this is a team that has zero losses within the NFC, has beaten their best opponent and done so convincingly, beat another strong opponent on a short week. And coming out of the bye, we think, either in week six or soon thereafter, is going to get their biggest, most explosive weapon on offense back. Should at some point around that time also get at least some of their offensive linemen back. And then it becomes a question of how much of that defensive line is healthy. But that's actually a shorter list of questions than a lot of the other NFC contenders have, a lot of the Super Bowl contenders have. I think a lot of the negativity coming out of that Cowboys game is a lot of people having a myopic viewpoint of the Packers, not looking at really what they're competing with around the league. This is a situation where, yes, they do have questions, and they will have to address them during the bye week, but they still have that Super Bowl potential. I do not think that that has changed.
Jason, John Kuhn here, and thanks for joining the show. My question to you is simply this. They have questions. You just said it. What's their biggest question?
So I think this is a multifaceted answer because there are offensive questions in a way. This is still an offense that is performing at a high level based on like the numeric output, based on the quality of their opponents for the most part. But it is very banged up, and we've seen that with the offensive line and how that has forced them to play differently. Now, you look at how they performed in the first week. You know, that was a bombs-away offense during the first half when things were still in question. That was not quite the case this past week against the Dallas Cowboys, and to a certain extent the week before against the Cleveland Browns. And I think it's pretty fair to say that they are making those changes to account for what is going on along the offensive line. When you're missing multiple starters, as I'm sure you know, it affects the way you have to call the game. Now, they're still able to generate explosives, but they're not doing it in the same way. There are fewer, like literally fewer play calls where the receivers are going 15-plus yards down the field. I don't think that's an accident. So getting healthy is a part of this, but it's not the only part. I think they have to be a little more willing once they at least get some of those reinforcements back along the front to say, we are going to trust that Jordan Love is going to be able to avoid some of the pressure that does get through and be able to get the ball to those receivers. Because we've seen what's happened when the receivers have the ball in their hands. You saw it just this past week. You know, even like Dontayvion Wicks, not the fastest receiver in the receiving corps, but someone who can create yards after the catch. They have a lot of guys like that getting the ball in their hands, not just in general, but further down the field. I think is going to bring back some of that high end element to the Packers offense.
Talking with Jason Hirschhorn, co-founder of the Leap Packers newsletter, here on 9 to Noon with John Kuhn and me, Rami Makhlouf. We've now seen two straight weeks going into the halves or at the end of overtime in the case of the Dallas game, where it appeared the clock was mismanaged by Jordan Love, and he made some decisions that maybe weren't the best decisions in those situations. How do you explain that? Do you chalk it? Is that a situation where you're pointing a finger at Jordan Love? Is that more on Matt LaFleur? Where are you looking when you see the mismanagement of the clock in those situations, Jason?
I think that primarily falls on the coaching staff. Not that it's exactly one or the other. I mean, there were mistakes made by the players on the field. You look at the end of that Cowboys game in overtime. You know, the receivers aren't even aligned correctly at the start. That cost them precious seconds. It is basically a minor miracle that there was any time left on the clock after the incompletion to Matthew Golden. So that's still on the coaches, though. Once they see that there is going to be additional time lost in a no timeout situation, they have to signal in that this is going to be a clock it and just go for the field goal, because you don't know that you're going to have time on the clock. I mean, that could have been a loss when they were, you know, at least ostensibly playing for that kick, playing for that tie. So I do think that's on the coaching staff. That's something that they presumably are going to evaluate very closely over the next 7 days when they come back from the bye. But I think you have to place the majority of the blame pie on the coaching staff for those sorts of mistakes. And that's not just the Packers. That's across the board when you see that happen.
One of the critiques we heard was it looked like they were playing for the tie in overtime. And that was the impression I walked away with. Would you agree with that, Jason?
I certainly felt that way in the moment. I have softened my stance on that a little bit, but it was a conservative approach to that overtime on offense. Like they certainly did take some shots down the field, but only really when they had to. It was that, you know, fourth and sixth play. They called the stop route with Matthew Golden, throw that in. That is a more aggressive play call, but the situation where they really had nothing to lose, right? You can't play it super conservatively given the time they had left on the clock and the down and distance. So I don't know that that's an unfair read. I'm curious.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If John disagrees, but it's just the case that like they did not feel like they could go full force at the end of the game. And there might be some personnel reasons for that. Again, we talked about the injuries, but it also might have been something that the coaching staff just felt like we would rather walk out of here not having lost the game than having potentially won it if it means we have to take the L.
Okay, I didn't mind the way they started that drive. I minded the way that they finished the drive. They were trying to get chunk yards, and they were trying to work down the field, and they definitely wanted to get the touchdown. But once they got to about midfield, they slowed it down somewhat intentionally with a couple runs. But if you look at those runs, they were very productive. So it wasn't just about taking what the defense was giving you. I think they picked up 22 yards in Emmanuel Wilson's two runs. So they were still picking up chunk yards, even though they were running valuable clock. That's not the end of the world, because if you do get stuck with kicking the field goal, you want to leave less time for Brandon Aubrey, who's the longest kicker in the National Football League. My problem was with the last two plays, specifically and only the last two plays. When you used your last timeout and you're down to 26 seconds, you cannot throw short of the end zone unless that receiver is running towards the sideline. And if you do, you have to have a second play called that everybody is on the same page so you can hurry up, rally. You talked about it, Jason. There was confusion. The receivers did not understand what they were running. There is a play that they have in the play book that, in case of emergency, break this glass. Jordan Love was trying to call it. Not everybody was on the same page. So I go, were they properly coached well enough in that situation? Should they have known how to line up and run that play? Yes. So I give the pie chart a 50-50. You get half the pie coaches, you get half the pie players, and I love pie, so why not give out a pie chart? Jason, I want to switch gears a little bit here to the special teams. And listen, kicking game is such a thing that Packer fans have dealt with here for a very long time. And how do you feel Rich Bisaccia feels right now? He's constantly dealing with new players, the bottom of the roster, and yet, you know, special teams, is that they don't get a whole lot of attention throughout the course of the week.
I think that's a fair way of describing it, but I would also say that is true for the special teams coordinator on literally all 32 NFL teams. You are not dealing with really any star player. Sometimes you have a returner who qualifies for that, but the majority of those units are made up by younger players, players on the periphery of the roster, players where you don't even know necessarily that they're all going to be active on game day for other reasons. So there's mixing and matching all the time. That is true for every team, and the Packers seem to struggle with it, not more than most, but more than the vast majority of the league, and that has been the case for a very long time. And that includes periods that precede Rich Bisaccia, but I think it is fair to say that the Packers special teams unit as a whole have improved under him relative to what it had been before during the Matt LaFleur era, but they have not improved enough. And it's not even just the big mistakes. Like, it's not even just the blocked field goal. It's the kickoff return coverage that they had at the end of regulation that set up the final Cowboys touchdown. Now, if that doesn't happen, they're not even talking about overtime. The game is over. And there's been a lot of breakdowns like that, not just, you know, in this short period of the season, but in the time that Rich Bisaccia has been in Green Bay. Like, this seems to have crossed over into a special teams version of the Joe Barry problem, that they are able, for the most part, to win with him. But is it going to be a critical problem for them when they absolutely have to win in the playoffs? And I certainly have my questions about that right now.
Okay, so just a little counter on that. There are teams that play starters on a number of special teams. The Philadelphia Eagles had starters on their special teams when they blocked the field goal and ran it back for a touchdown against the Rams. To your last point, Joe Barry, could you imagine what Joe Barry's thinking right now, looking at this defense that since he left has picked up Xavier McKinney, Micah Parsons, Edgerrin Cooper? That's kind of hard to really compare.
Sure, and I see that too. They are certainly playing a different kind of personnel on defense. But to go back to the Bisaccia point, they are playing some starters on special teams. Like Rasheed Walker, who was basically their only healthy tackle this past game, he's taking snaps on special teams too. It's not obviously the biggest part of his role, but the Packers are committing more resources there under Bisaccia than they did in the past. And while, again, the results have been better than they were before Bisaccia, it is not the same as saying that they have been good. So I do think it is fair to say that Bisaccia's units have underperformed, and it's not just this season.
So what do you think they can and are trying to fix here in the bye week, Jason?
Well, I'm sure they can focus on some of the coaching points that they're going to present to the team, but I also just don't know how much change is realistic on special teams in particular during the bye week. I mean, they can bring in new people for that, you know, the fringes of the roster, I suppose, if there's someone that they like for special teams, but that's ultimately like a fairly minor change. I don't think that anything like a coaching change during the bye week is particularly likely. I know that's something that a lot of Packers fans have called for. And it's, you look at the staff that they have on special things. It's Rich Bisaccia, obviously. It is Byron Sorv, I believe it's pronounced that way, who is basically a Bisaccia guy who he brought with him from the Raiders. And someone who is basically breaking into special teams coaching in the NFL. None of those guys are ready to handle a unit from this point forward. Like, they may be special teams coordinators in the future, but they're just not there right now. So I don't know what they can do to just magically fix this unit or these units during the bye week. I think they might be able to get like some marginal improvements, but that's really what we're talking about here. Is this a special teams unit or special teams units that they can live with if the offense is performing as it has for the most part, if the defense is performing as it has for the most part? I think that is possible. I mean, we just talked about at the top of this call that this is still a team with legitimate Super Bowl aspirations, but I don't think there's just some panacea out there for them during the season. I think it's something that they're going to have to mitigate throughout the year.
Talking with Jason Hirshhorn, co-founder of the Leap Packers newsletter here on 9 to Noon with John Kuhn and myself, Rami Makhlouf. This question isn't directly a Packers question, but going off the tie on Sunday night, of course, anytime a tie happens or what somebody deems unfair in NFL overtime, the discussion starts to happen, how do we fix overtime? How or would you change NFL overtime after what we saw on Sunday night with this new format that we saw tested for the first time?
I don't really think it's that bad of a format considering the alternatives available. The only real tweak I would make is the overtime period used to be longer. Now, it was with different rules. You know, there was sudden death at the time. That's obviously very different. But just in terms of the clock, you know, they could make it a longer period, closer to a real full quarter. And if that was the case, you know, there would have at least been an opportunity for, in this case, the Dallas Cowboys to have a response drive where it would have been sudden death, but it would have been a situation where both teams would have possessed the ball. And maybe the Packers see that and say, hey, well, we don't have to, one, rush at the end of that first overtime drive that they had. Two, that might incentivize them to go for the touchdown because they can end the game there. I think that is a nice little tweak that they could make. But relative to what overtime used to be, I think this is far more equitable. I mean, think of all of the years. This is not just a Packers thing. But think of all the years that the Packers were in the playoffs, in overtime, and Aaron Rodgers never touched the ball because of the way the coin flip went. I mean, that's not just a matter of unfairness to Green Bay. Think of the audience. There's a future Hall of Fame quarterback that could have the ball in overtime, and the audience never gets to see it. So I think this approach overall is better. I think the time part might be tweaked in the future, but it used to be so much worse, and I really think people need to remember how bad it used to be.
That's funny. I actually preferred it that way. You had 60 minutes to decide it. You couldn't decide it in 60 minutes. Well, first team that scores wins. You win a coin toss. Good for you. Take it down, score. If you don't, hey, Aaron Rodgers did start with the football a couple times, and he lost those games anyways down in Arizona, one to be specific. Lastly, it does sound to me like you feel like special teams is just doomed. They have to mitigate it, but it's doomed, that it cannot recover. Am I understanding you correctly?
Doomed is definitely too strong. I do think that it is an area that needs to be materially improved. It's, you know, it's not just that it's been 2 weeks in a row. It's been multiple years in a row where you've seen, you know, it's not that they're the first team to have, you know, extra points and field goals blocked, but it does seem like it's happening at a greater clip for them. So I doomed is too strong, but it is something where you fear, I think reasonably, that could pop up again in a key regular season matchup and in the playoffs in a way that you don't think it's going to happen for other teams. And the numbers really do bear that out so far.
Okay, then let me ask you really simply, way too early, is Rich Bisaccia the special teams coordinator next year for the Packers?
If these results continue, no. Now, there's plenty of time for him to turn that around. Like, we're 4 weeks into the regular season. A lot, not even just on special teams, a lot for the entire team and the entire league can change. But if these are the continued results, even if it's not a blocked kick in back-to-back weeks, if it's just a regular situation where the opposing team is getting kickoffs way further down than Green Bay is able to get their own, the situation where they feel like they may not be able to go for kicks when they want to because of some of the breakdowns that they've had, I don't know how you would go into 2026 with that same set of coaches. So it is, I think, fair to say that Rich Bisaccia is, you know, on some version of the hot seat, and it's plenty of time to turn that around. Like, as we discussed, it's 4 weeks into the season. They have the bye week now. Whatever tweaks they can make, we should see them coming back in week six, but something clearly needs to be done. I don't think the coaches would disagree with that.
That is Jason Hirshhorn, co-founder of the Elite Packers Newsletter. Find Jason and a link to go and find and subscribe to the Packers Newsletter on his Twitter account at @by_JBH. And he's been our guest for the last few minutes on the Fan Hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Jason, we appreciate the time and the insight, my man. We'll do it again soon.
All right, you guys take care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.